Let me make it very clear to all your listeners that the report is 430 pages long. It has numerous recommendations, and the one you have cited is one amongst other findings. There are a whole set of findings, and all of that needs to be studied. But from President Zuma's point of view, one of the key successes of our democracy in our constitution is to have institutions supporting and strengthening that democracy, and that includes, in the Chapter 9 institutions, the Office of the Public Protector. The President, with regard to the maladministration, has been consistently concerned about alleged impropriety around the procurement in the Inkatha project. And for this reason, the President had appointed a government interministerial task team whose report has been made public and it has been presented to Parliament. In addition, last December, President Zuma directed the Special Investigating Unit to probe alleged maladministration committed during the implementation of the security upgrades at the Inkatha. And it is in this context that the Public Protector's report will be an additional tool which will fall under the consideration of President Zuma in addressing allegations of maladministration. The President will study the findings and the recommendations of the Public Protector in the context of the existing government interventions and will communicate his response in due course.
You've heard some criticisms being leveled against the President. They are saying that that was not a judicious use of state resources and that some funds were diverted from much-needed areas than merely the improvement of security in the President's home. Do you think their criticisms are unjustified?
I do not want to deal with a singular criticism amongst many others. Please remember, you may not have in the United States the office of an ombuds. The ombuds is not a judge. The ombudsman's post is a special one in our constitution, and their findings, amongst other findings that have been made, will be put together with findings of the intergovernmental investigation. President Zuma has been addressing the concerns highlighted by the investigation, has already instructed the Special Investigating Unit to look into that and to bring to book any criminal acts, and has undertaken to put those reports before the public prosecutor. So, steps are being taken. It's not as if we are not concerned, but the validity of any particular finding is something that I cannot comment on at this stage because the report was released today, 11 o'clock. It is 430 pages, and the presidency needs to process that report properly in the context of the other reports that he has before him.
So South Africans will, in due course, know after the presidency goes through this report and comes to conclusion with some of these recommendations before coming out to let South Africans know the next steps the presidency wants to take to address these concerns?
They already know some of the steps that are taking place. One of them is the Special Investigating Unit investigating criminality with regards to those maladministration on that project. So steps are already in motion since December when the proclamation was issued. Other steps will follow. But I want to make it clear to all your listeners to understand that the report of the Public Protector, if it is acted upon unilaterally, can run foul of various other laws. For example, any finding against a person in the Defence Force cannot just be acted upon. It needs to go through the processes required by the Defence Act, where the persons implicated need to be brought before an inquiry where they have a right to defend themselves. So it's not a question of taking the report and saying, now act on it. Because if the President acts preemptorily on it, he can be sued in the courts of law. We have a constitutional democracy, and we have to abide by not just one finding, but by abide by the legal processes prescribed in our constitution and our laws.